We've been spending some time this week talking about the demise of private sector pensions and what that means for the retirement of millions of American workers. Companies launched pension programs after World War II. It was a way to induce baby booming workers to work for and stay at companies for their whole careers. Private sector pensions reached their peak in the 80s, but by 2013, just 13% of non-union private sector workers were covered by a defined benefit pension. That defined benefit, that's key. That's the guarantee of a predictable and bankable income in retirement. Olivia Mitchell is executive director of the Pension Research Council at the Wharton School. She was on with us on Thursday, and she said that companies that promised pensions in the post-war years have had a lot of trouble following through.
That gave rise to the bill called ERISA, Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974. And the purpose of that law was to require companies to fully fund the benefits. Unfortunately, here we are in 2017, almost 2018, and plans are still not fully funded.
So then the question for millions of American workers, what happens when the funds run out in private sector pensions? Donna is with me now. She's an IT support specialist at a financial services company. She lives outside of Chicago, Illinois, and Donna asked that we withhold her last name and the name of her company because she's still working there. Donna, welcome to The Takeaway. What do you do there at your financial services company, and how long have you been working there?
I've been here 24 years, and I do IT support.
So you've been working there a good long time, 24 years. Are you getting somewhere close to retirement?
Probably within the next 10 years or less, depending on how things go.
And how things go is sort of what we're here to talk about, because when you signed on there, as I understand it, Donna, you had the promise of a pension plan that would be there when you retired. Things have changed.
Yes, actually, several years ago, they changed the formula, so our benefits went down. And then in end of 2016, they stopped the plan. So those of us who were lucky enough to be in it get the benefits we had accrued up to then, but I'm getting no more contributions into that plan now, and anyone who joins the company does not get a pension at all.
So what happened 10 or so years ago when things started to change? Do you remember back then? Can you describe sort of what the news was and what the reaction was?
Yes. I didn't quite understand what it meant when they changed the formula, but I work with mathematicians, financial people. So when I saw their faces and their reaction, and basically they said, this is not good. And basically what we were promised was going to go down. Many people were upset with the fact that they were changing this and that they weren't going to get the benefits that they were expecting.
You told me at the top that you're hoping to retire in another 10 years. Has that formula changed?
I'm more worried about healthcare in retirement than I am about pension. My husband and I have been very good savers. We have 401k plans, we have IRAs, and because of that, the pension becomes not as crucial to us as it will be to other people. I have people in my family that are depending on Social Security, and that's probably all they're going to have for retirement. And I have a couple of people I know that say they probably will never retire because they can't afford it.
So on the cash side, you and your husband plan pretty well. It sounds like you're going to be okay. You have personal savings. But you mentioned your medical expenses. Why does that worry you? What's happened to your medical benefits over the 2.5 decades you've worked there?
Right around sometime in the last few years, probably when the Affordable Care Act was coming on, they changed our medical benefits dramatically. We used to have very well-funded benefits. You could get an HMO or a PPO where you just paid a small amount of money. And then they took away all that, and then they ended up giving us all these very high deductible plans. It just made a huge difference to people about how much they were paying for medical and how much out of pocket they were going to have to pay. So all of our calculations became much more important than it was when we were in HMOs and PPOs. You know, you have to pay $8,000 before you can get any benefits at all. But it is healthcare, so I'm going to stay there until I can get on Medicare.
Right. And that's the key question for retirement at or near 65, right? Because you're now more worried about your medical coverage and the cost of it than you once were. And I wonder if the feeling is just stick it out, make it to 65, get on Medicare, and that'll save you. Is that the feeling you have now?
Yes, it is. And, you know, the work world these days is very uncertain. So every year I'm thinking, okay, will I make it another year or will they do more cuts and will I be then let go at 62 or whatever? And then what am I going to do?
And I mean, that anxiety, it sounds like it has an effect that goes way beyond dollars and cents, Donna.
Oh, definitely. You can ask my kids. I'm not as quite as even keeled as I was a few years ago when I felt more secure in my employment and the benefits and everything else. I'm definitely more stressed than I used to be about this stuff. I want to stay where I'm at because I'm fairly close to retirement. It wouldn't be easy to change jobs at this point. So I want to stay where I'm at. So I got to do everything I can to stay. And so that just means I'm working harder, working longer, and like I said, just worrying about the benefits and everything.
You know, Donna, the whole point of these benefits seems like it's supposed to be exactly the opposite. I mean, you and your husband have planned really well on the cash side, so you're going to be okay there. But as you get closer to retirement, I don't think the point of all this was for you to get more stressed, more worried, and to work longer hours just so you can get over the finish line.
No, it certainly seems like it's not the way it's supposed to be. Definitely the world has changed a lot from when I started in the workforce. And even when I started, I didn't necessarily expect to stay at a company forever, but I didn't expect to have to worry about retirement benefits and healthcare benefits and all that kind of stuff. I just thought you work hard and you do a good job and they give you a good paycheck and they give you benefits. And that doesn't seem to work out the way it used to.
It's not just what you thought in your head. I mean, that's what was on the bottom line when you signed on to work, right? That was the agreement you made.
Yes, yes, definitely. I signed on with this company because they did have good benefits and they were known for having good benefits. And it's not just my company. When I talk to other people, that companies are just continually looking for ways to cut costs or manage their expenses. And so by getting rid of pensions, by changing your healthcare benefits, by not giving good raises anymore, all that stuff, it makes it difficult on us that are expecting these or hoping or thought we were going to get these things.
Well, Donna, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us and share your story. Thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you.
That's Donna. She works as an IT support specialist at a financial services company in the Chicago area. We withheld Donna's last name at her request and also the name of the company that she works for.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.